It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. A and J, writes Dave Mack. Firstly, I love what you're doing on the podcast. I heard a caller on your show last week moaning because her son will never be able to afford somewhere to live in Ireland. I'm sick of hearing this, to be quite honest. My son is 26, and he and his girlfriend picked up their keys to their new apartment on Saturday. Neither of them have massive jobs, but they have saved for everything for the last 3 years. No fancy holidays. They took extra work on at the weekends and bought a two-bed apartment in Balbriggan last week for 245,000 euro. 245,000 euro for an apartment in Balbriggan. And he goes on to say, and tell your listeners that they didn't get one handout from us or her parents. Hard work and saving got them to where they are. If you're moaning that your kids can't afford to buy somewhere, tell them to save better, work harder, and be realistic of what you can afford. No more excuses. No more excuses, says Dave Mack. Now, I have to say, Dave, ever since your message was posted on our Facebook about an hour before we started recording today's episode,
it has stirred so much shit.
It really has. You are not a popular man, Dave.
You're popular with me, Dave. You're popular with me, and I'll explain to you in a moment. I just want to address some issues first from some of the people who were commenting on the topic. Mm-hmm. First of all, the absolute snobbery of some of you slagging this young fella because he bought in Balbriggan. Like, Balbriggan is some sort of ghetto where you'd be ashamed to live. Balbriggan, I have lots of friends in Balbriggan. It's a lovely, lovely town. And the absolute snobbery, if I said half the shit that some of you have been saying online about Balbriggan, you'd be saying I'm stuck up my own arse. You're all stuck up your own arse. I'll tell you, if this young fella, 26...
Yeah, 26, and himself and his girlfriend have already got their own place.
If he was sitting in front of me, I'd shake that man's hand. Yeah, in typical Irish fashion, you're all begrudging. You're all a pack of begrudging bastards that you're picking holes in his success. Oh, Balbriggan, I wouldn't live in Balbriggan. Oh, that wouldn't be my first choice. Oh, two-bedroom apartment. Oh, couldn't swing a cat there. It's called a starter home, okay? That's what it is. It's called a starter home. Your first home that you live in is never going to be your family home. But at least it's not a bloody forever home that he got free off the government like a lot of you got. This is a house that he's after getting through. Are you nodding in agreement with me?
I kind of am for a change.
Oh, thank you.
It does make a change.
So it's not a forever home that some of you got for free, okay? It's actually a house that, and I can't understand the mentality of,
what do you say to this comment? What snobby is getting on a podcast to say son is better than yours because he did XYZ?
No, that's not what he said.
He kind of did.
That's not what he said.
He kind of did. He said, my son is 26 and he and his girlfriend picked up their keys for their new apartment on Saturday. Neither of them have massive jobs, but they saved everything for the last 3 years. No fancy holidays, took extra work, blah, 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 blah. So he basically is saying, my son's better than yours.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's not. What he's saying is, what I read into that, and I haven't spoken to him, Amanda has spoken to him off air, and what he has told us is that it is doable, that if his son was able to do, now he told Amanda what job his son and the girlfriend have, I'm not at liberty to say what the jobs are, but they are standard jobs. They're not running companies or anything like that. They're standard jobs, making average wages as well, but they managed to do it. And his point, my taking of it, is that if they were able to do it, anybody be able to do it. Now, I have to, and I'm glad this topic came up, because this is something that has been boiling my piss for the last couple of months. I have a friend who has a daughter. She's 22. She did 3 years in UCD. I don't even know what she studied, but she did 3 years in UCD. And he is constantly on Facebook moaning about that his daughter will never be able to go on the property ladder. Never be able. Even last week he put up a post about house prices. Oh, my daughter, she's going to be living with me for ages. She's going to be living with me for ages. Let me tell you about his daughter. And I can say this freely because he doesn't listen to the podcast. His daughter, after doing her 3 years in UCD, do you know what she decided to do?
Nope.
But she didn't go and get a job. Now, by the way, I'm not judging her for this. I'm not judging her for this. This is her choice, her life. She spent the last 18 months travelling around South America. In fact, she put up a photograph last week on social media. She's in Machu Picchu at the moment. I don't even know what country Machu Picchu is in.
It's somewhere in the Pacific.
Bolivia or somewhere. I don't know. But I can't afford to go to Machu Picchu. That's the point. And I certainly couldn't afford to go there when I was 22. And this woman, she's quite entitled to do it. She spent the last 18 months travelling around South America, seeing wonderful places.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the father has the gall to complain on social media that she'll never be able to afford a house. Of course you're not going to be able to afford a house if you're taking a year and a half to 2 years.
But you begrudge a young one travelling the world and
I'm not begrudging
broadening her horizons.
No, her photographs look bad. I'm sorry, it mustn't be just South America. She was in Bali last month. Where's Bali?
That's over the other side of the world.
So there you go. She's around the world.
But so what?
I am not. No, it's beautiful. And the photograph she's putting up is beautiful. She's having a great time. You can't have everything. So you can't decide at 21, 22, 23, 24. Well, you have a choice when you're that age, okay? You can either spend your 20s absolutely running amok and travelling around the world and going to Bali, going to Kuala Lumpur and going to Australia, going to all the places that we never got to go to. You can do all that. You can buy new phones every 6 months. You can spend 150 quid on ASOS buying new clothes to match your bag.
Okay, but the argument here is, as somebody just commented there, life is for living, not for saving. In other words, in your 20s, what is wrong with travelling the world?
Well, that's coming from someone who probably has a council house. So that's coming. It's very easy to say that if you have a council house and you're paying 50 quid a week rent. But if you want to get on the property ladder, yeah, if you want to get on the property ladder and you're in your 20s, it is possible to do. They would have had to just, and I did the maths.
One of my regrets, Jeremy, I have to tell you, from my younger years, yeah, is that I didn't travel the world when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
That I was tied down with a house and a mortgage by the time I was 25.
It's called a choice of living. You make the choice.
But I regret that choice. I wish I had travelled more when I was younger. I really do.
But that's not the way you do. So don't regret it for the losers.
The point I'm trying to make is you want this young one traveling the world.
Yes, you can't have it all. If you're going to put your life on hold to travel around South America and Far East Asia and all that, I am delighted. Her daughter, by the way, looks like she's having the best time in the world, okay? That is fair enough. But he has the gall to go on social media and start moaning about, you'll never be able to afford a house. That's because she's taking boat rides down the bloody Nile. Where's the Nile? What country is the Nile?
That's in Egypt.
Yeah, she probably wasn't there. But you know what I mean?
Our number is 085-825-2626.
No, I don't.
I'll be honest with you.
This is, I'm going to say very clear and very slow, okay? It is possible, not impossible, it is possible and very likely that if you were savvy with your money and you decide what his son has done, I told you I was going to go off on a rant on this, what his son has done, yeah? And I'm sure his son would love to be.
He's tied himself down with a mortgage now for the next 30 years.
But he's on the property ladder. I'm sure his son would have preferred to go backpacking around Brisbane and visit Ayers Rock and all that. I'm sure he would have preferred to do that. But him and his girlfriend are savvy. They sat down. Well, I don't know if they sat down. But at some point they sat down and went, you know, our priority, seeing what way the country is, our priority is to get on the property ladder and to have a little keys that we can call our own. And they've done that, and I would shake their hand. And anybody who has a problem with that or is picking holes in there, they probably lived at home and didn't have to pay rent. Yes, they did live at home and paid. Now, the father wouldn't tell Amanda how much they paid, but he said
it was minimal.
Paid a nominal amount
while
he was living at home.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Basically, the argument here from Dave Mack is, if you're in your mid-20s, there is no excuse. People whinge and moan about there being nowhere to live. He is saying that, yes, you can get your own place if you put your mind to it. Let me bring in Debbie on this.
Hi, lads. Fair play to your man's son for getting his own place. But he shouldn't be lambasting everybody else's kids that are struggling. I have 5 adult kids still living at home. And I see them every month putting money by, not going out, not doing nothing, not going anywhere. They don't even have a car. They're all on traveling to buy leave cards. And you see them saving up and then going to visit mortgage brokers and banks and all that and being torn down all the time. Simply because they don't earn enough. Because the house prices are rising that much that they have to be earning thousands more a year to even be approved for a mortgage. So unless they move to the backwaters of nowhere and then spend 4 hours a day travelling or 5 hours a day travelling, they already travel an hour a day to work in some cases. So then they get another 4 hours on top of that. It's madness. And I mean, no good blaming the kids. It's not the kids' fault. It's the government's fault.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now, I just want to go back to Debbie's message that we played a moment ago, yeah? And she's basically saying it's the government's fault.
People blame the government on everything. If it was raining today, they'd be blaming the government. Yes, the government have a duty to keep property at its lowest possible levels. But sorry, maybe I'm completely out of the loop here. How much do they pay for the 245 grand
for a two-bed apartment in Balbriggan?
But why you mention Balbriggan like it's a bad place to live?
No, I didn't say it. I'm just saying it. 245 for a two-bed apartment in Balbriggan.
245. Okay, guys, if you all think this is pie-in-the-sky stuff and it's above you all, 245 grand, they would have had to come up with a deposit of about 24 grand. So saving up for three...
Of at least 24
grand. Yeah, so saving up for 3 years, you'd probably get that, yeah? The repayments... the monthly repayments on a mortgage of 200 grand. So they probably took out 200 grand of a mortgage. The monthly repayments would be probably about 1,100 quid, which, by the way, you couldn't rent a kennel in Dublin for that price. So their outgoings on mortgage is a month is probably about 1,100 quid. Now, if a couple together can't come up with 1,100 quid between them, then you need to get a... And by the way, sorry, what's people's aversion to getting second and third jobs? I've never only had one job.
No, nor have I.
There are a lot of you listening now who have only ever had one job. That's fine. That's fine that you have your weekends all free and you have your evenings free and all. Bully for you. I'd slap you on the back if you were beside me. But if you want nicer things, bigger things, more expensive things, get a second bloody job. Okay?
Let me bring in Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Lads, evening.
How are you, Trevor? What did you want to say on this?
It's not the kids' fault. It's the government's fault. Fuck off. Sorry for being blunt about that, boys.
No, you're actually right. But I agree with you for once. You're spot on.
I know, Jeremy. Stop saying stuff like that. It's horrible. You're agreeing with me. Oh my God, I feel... Where's my safety blanket?
But it's logical.
At the end
it's
of
logical.
The day, if you want a property in this country without getting it off the bloody government and waiting 15 years for it, you're forever home, you have to work your ass off. And if you're not prepared to do that, then yeah, okay, you're going to be renting for the rest of your life. Or you're waiting for the council to give you a freebie. That'll never be yours.
I'm looking at your message here, and you said, I don't know how many kids you had, you said, but all your kids will be on the property ladder before they're 30.
Yeah, they were fucking right, they will be, Jeremy. Jeremy, do you know how I actually got my first rental?
Go on.
I lived in a van for 6 months.
Yeah, has to be done. Shit.
While my now wife and youngest child were in the mother's, I couldn't stand the mother, so I actually lived in my van. And I done that because I wanted to rent it. And then when they came to buy in the house, I made other sacrifices. I got another job. She got another job. We didn't pay childminders. We didn't fucking send them off to creches for hours and hours and hours because we had to work. But when we were working, I'd take one shift and she'd work the opposite shift. So we'd always be there, but we always worked our fucking asses off. We weren't going to sit around doing nothing.
Okay, so the argument that Dave made in his message to us originally was that he heard a caller on our show last week moaning because her son will never be able to afford somewhere to live in Ireland. And his argument is, that's absolute bullshit, because if you make the effort, if you save hard for a couple of years, of course you can do it. Anybody can do it, unless you happen to be unemployed and earning no money at all. It is possible for everybody to get onto the property ladder. You agree with that?
I 100% agree with that, Adrian. And I'm telling you now, he mustn't be a regular listener, because nearly on a weekly basis, you have people on your show going, I can't afford this, I can't do this, the government needs to help me, the government doesn't give a fuck about you. Get a fucking job, get a proper job, get a second job, upskill, do something better. Don't rely on anybody else to give you a fucking handout. And I'm sick of these lazy swines that come on your show going, oh yeah, I got me forever home after, but it took me 15 years to get it off the government. And what do you do, mate? Oh, I deliver cookies. And what's your second job? I don't have a second job. I only do the 4 hours a night. Oh, fuck off, you waste of space. Adrian, we went to look at a place the other day, and it's a two-bed apartment from the oldest, and it was just outside Nace. It was between Nace and Kill, and it was 265. He's gonna go for it. So, like, should I tell him not to? Should I say, no, be a waste of space? And the guy's thing is, their friends have actually said this to them. Why don't you go on the council and let waiting list get a house? And I've always said, no, don't be a lazy fucking swine waiting for a handout.
Is that what you think of people on the council housing list?
What?
That they're lazy swines. Get up and buy a place.
Why, do you think I should have admiration for them getting waiting for a free handout?
If it doesn't suit them,
hang on, Adrian, don't go there, Adrian. It's fucking practically free compared to what you're probably paying in the mortgage and what I'm paying in my mortgages. I have a few properties around Ireland, and I'm telling you now, if they fucking had my bills, I'd love to see them try and survive on their fucking dole or their little curry delivery job or fucking whatever they're doing
The irony is, lads, my mortgage repayments, I'm not going to say what they are because it's private business, my mortgage repayments are a lot less than most people's rent that they're renting. So it's just a case of, if you can make the sacrifice for 3 years or 4 years and forget about your trips to Australia, forget about going to Dubai for Christmas, forget about your new car. Like, have you seen, I don't know, have any of you seen the amount of new cars on the road being driven by young people? Young people driving. Yeah.
Jeremy, is bitterness.
No, that's not bitterness.
Resentment. Pathetic, actually.
No, it's not bitterness. No, not at all. Go on, Trevor.
Lads, two of my kids, right, they're basically saving for mortgages, right, the two oldest, and they said to me, I have one or two of my properties, and they're like, oh, can we live in them until we save enough money? I was like, yeah, no problem. And they're like, oh, that's great. I says, so your rent is this, your electricity bills are that, and your gas is that. And they're like, what? I says, oh, sorry, do you think I'm going to fucking pay this? I says, if I have rent, or like, I get renters in to pay that mortgage, and you think you're going to go in there and I'm going to pay it? No. So evaluate.
You're right, by the way. You're completely right.
What, yeah. Not to help your kids out?
No.
Why would I help them?
Why wouldn't you help them? You brought them into the world.
Yeah, and is it not my job to teach them standing on to a fucking feet?
Yeah, but you're giving them a dig out to get on the property ladder. Isn't that what a lot of parents are doing now?
Sorry, agent, it was never done for me, and it made me stronger. And I'm telling you now, when my kids want free stuff at me, that's called birthday and Christmas. It's not called Monday to Sunday.
And like I see, and I know people are probably triggered by my comments about the cars as well, but I look at a neighbour of mine whose daughter still lives at home. She's about 28, I'd say, and still lives at home. And she's driving around in a 242 BMW Mini, and she's driving around a beautiful car. I don't know how much one of those is, but again, her choice. She wants to drive around in a brand new BMW Mini. You look lovely in it, honey. You look great. I hope it drives. But sorry,
she's driving her house around.
She's literally driving her house around. Yeah, she's literally.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if I had the choice of living in my mother's box room for the rest of my life and driving a Mini, or driving a piece of shit car and actually having a bit of independence, I know what I'd pick.
But again, different people have different priorities in life.
Well, a car shouldn't be a priority over a house.
Says
most people with a brand.
Adrian, will a car keep you warm every single night? Like, I lived in a fucking van. That was poxy and it was shite and it was cold. But when I got my first place, I thrived through getting living in the van to get me own place, because I wanted a roof. I wanted a garden for my kids.
Okay, and that was your drive. Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Dara. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
Grand, how are you?
Good, thanks, Dara. What did you want to say on this? Anybody who puts their mind to it can get a house or an apartment here in Ireland, according to Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it's a mindset. I think if you want to have that commitment and you think you can do it, you'll do it. I think if you have a lazy, bad mindset, you won't do it. But also, you may not want that. Like, I have no interest in owning a home at the moment.
Why?
Purely because I don't want to be tied down to a mortgage for 25, 30 years. Especially the way things are for a bang average house.
And that was the point that I made to Jeremy a while ago. I mean, you know, getting a mortgage, this couple that we're talking about in Balbriggan.
Oh, sorry, Dara's paying another man's mortgage. You're literally paying another man's mortgage.
Yeah, I know. And look, I'm paying probably double what your mortgage repayments are.
I'd say you are.
But I'm enjoying my freedom at the moment. I'm enjoying my lifestyle. I don't feel restricted that I have to go saving crazy because I need to be owned if they get to the bank. Like, I go on a few holidays a year. I'm living life in the moment.
Well, then you've proved exactly the point that I was making, that there's two options you can have in your life, and you've gone for option B, which is you're living your life to its full, you're having lovely holidays, blah 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 blah, new clothes, the whole lot, new car, no doubt. Would not begrudge you for one moment, but that is the choice you made. And you didn't make the choice of wanting a mortgage.
But
Jeremy, you're coming down like a ton of bricks on people who make that choice.
No.
Who decide that they don't want a mortgage. It literally is a noose around your neck.
Dara's not moaning about it. She's not moaning about it. She's decided it's these people that whinge, I'll never get on the property ladder. Stop going on six holidays a year. Mm. You don't need to go to Dubai for Christmas.
I think it is like... You know, they have to just, if you want to do it, you have to sacrifice things, you know. But I also think living at home and saving for a house is not like a massive achievement. If I had a home house to live in, I'd honestly have a house in 2 years, like no bother.
Yeah.
But I think you can't be like, oh, well, I worked so hard and I lived at home. No, that doesn't count. I'm sorry. Like, if you have to have free rent for a few years, I would have a house tomorrow. Like,
and that's what I mean? The slagging I used to get from my mates. I lived at home till, I can't even remember what age I was when I moved here, but I lived at home till I was quite old, and the slagging I used to get off my mates who were all renting at the time, they used to go, oh, you're living at home, living with mammy and all that, and they were paying like ridiculous money on rent while there I was saving the money for a deposit on
the brilliant
house.
You're brilliant.
I have the last laugh, but
maybe you did. I think if whoever's happy in their situation is happy in their situation. It's not like comparing each other against each other. As long as you're happy with your decision and they're happy with theirs.
Okay. You've made a conscious decision not to get a mortgage and live the lifestyle that you're living, even though you're paying somebody else's mortgage.
Yeah, and the reason is as well, particularly because things just keep going from bad to worse in terms of prices for properties, and I'm just not willing to pay the prices that things are for the state of them. Like, when I want to buy and actually build a house, have a nice piece of land and do my dream home, I'm not going to settle for a bang average house at 500k when it should really only be worth 250k. You know, I'm not going to buy when the market is the way it is. No way.
All right, Dara, let me bring in some more of your opinions on this. This is what's wrong?
Amanda, would you invite this person onto the line, please? Emma Holden has just commented on Facebook. We're trying to get her on. She says 245k for a 2-bedroom apartment. I'm not convinced they're the ones winning here, but each to their own. And you call me begrudger. Emma, that is pure begrudgery. Instead of patting them on the back and saying, well done, two 26-year-olds managed to get a mortgage. Two 26-year-olds got a mortgage. You're looking down your nose and you're with the snide remarks, 235 for 2-bedroom apartment. They're not the winning. They actually are, Emma. Because, I'll tell you why, pride of ownership.
I mean, you don't own the bloody thing. You don't even own your front door.
It's the handle, actually. No, but it's the only country where people are bloody begrudged because they got on the property ladder.
Let me bring in Sarah.
Well, lads, my name's Sarah. I just want to say, your man Dave there, he's definitely got his head fairly in the clouds. I am working 50 hours a week, every week. I can barely afford to pay off the loan that I have. I got a loan out to build basically a granny flat, and I am working 50 hours a week to pay off that loan, because that's the only chance I'm going to have of having my own home on my own. It's an absolute disgrace that somebody like him will be going around saying things like that. Oh, my kids can do this, my kids can do that. Not everybody's in the same boat. It is not half as easy as this delusional man is actually saying that it is. It's very, very difficult. I know myself, I am nearly 37 years old, and this is the best I'm going to have, unless there's some form of an absolute miracle. It's a tiny 25 square metre glorified shed, basically. Well, no, it's it's nice. It's lovely on the inside. It's great. It's all plastered walls. The whole thing's lovely. But realistically, it's a little log cabin. That's the best I'm going to have. That's the best people like me are going to have. And I'm lucky that I actually have the opportunity to have had somewhere to build to build this. And people like him saying that you can just, oh yeah, save and save and save. That's great. His kids mustn't have had any bills to pay while they were doing all this. Because as a 37-year-old woman, working a alright-ish paying job, it is not easy. Especially not on your own. And that's just a fact. My partner is in the same boat as me. His place is too small for us to move in there. My place is too small for us to move in here. We're absolutely screwed. And this is just a reflection of the state of the country at the minute. There's so much more I could get into on this. I'm not even going to get into it. But it is not easy. And again, his 26-year-old son, great lad. Absolutely wonderful. I'm a 37-year-old. And I still can't do it. So, state of the country is a joke. And that man would want to give his head a good old wobble because he's wrong.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
Now, we played Sarah's podcast. Podcast within a podcast there a minute ago.
Great message, by the way.
Yeah, great message, Sarah. Thanks very much indeed.
But Sarah, you're saying he's wrong because he's spouting facts. Facts don't care about your feelings. There's nothing he said that is factually incorrect there. He's not making it up. His son and girlfriend are on the property ladder at the age of 26, okay? And rather than saying, well done to them, you're saying, well, it's not possible for me. Some people are just better.
And then we had another message. Get a load of this message.
Some people are just better with money.
This came in at the very start of our recording today, and it says, what a stuck-up little clown. And this is Dave, who sent us the original message. What a stuck-up little clown. Imagine bragging on about a shitty apartment in Balbriggan. What a prat. He has to be trolling you guys. Now,
so you can't brag about your children getting on the property ladder, but you can... but you can brag about them getting a forever home. I just don't get it.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, chaps.
Well, Eddie, what did you want to say on this? Anybody who puts their mind to it can get on the property ladder.
Adrian, mic drop. I find myself agreeing with Jeremy. The example he gave of his friend whose daughter was going to Angkor Wat in Cambodia and travelling around, I was that soldier. I left Dublin at 18. I started working in ski resorts in Europe, holiday camps, Australia for the millennium, Singapore, Thailand, travel America. Never once thought the future. Never once just lived in the moment. Came back to Dublin at 35. I had the best life anyone could imagine for 17 years. And now I'm paying the price for that because I didn't have my head screwed on. I class myself as a complete fuck up. I've worked all my life. I've done okay in school. And people who did worse than me in school are on the property ladder. And that's because they had their head screwed on.
By your own admission, though, Eddie, you lived a life. What's wrong with living your life when you're young?
Adrian, the way the housing market is now, you have to get in there as early as you can and start saving. You can't afford to blow any years. You have to have your head screwed on. right? So when I came back at 35, I was renting and it was just ridiculous. And then I had to move back into the family home. So the dad passed away. My mum was there with us pension. So I help her with the bills. I'd rather give her the money than give it to a landlord. But I say to my nephews and nieces and all now, don't end up like me. I made the mistake, so you don't have to. Get your head screwed on from a young age, because I see kids going out into town now, and by the time they have their food, their cocktails, their taxi home, they're dropping €250 on a Saturday night. I say to my nephew now, right, he's 21, I give him a dig out, we're helping him with his driving license, get him up and running with a car, and I put a lot of time into him, and I say to him, if you were to save £200 a week, that's 10 grand a year. Don't go out drinking all the time, still have a life, but live within your means. Now he has a girlfriend, and I say to him, right, now he's our power couple, and he's don't even realise. So save £100 a week each, 10 grand a year, within 3 years you have 40 grand.
Okay, and
it's only £100.
And Eddie, I get what you're saying, that you now look back at your 20s and 30s and regret that you were
100%
footloose and fancy free, isn't that the expression? Go on.
I have mates my age, right, who won't admit it to themselves that they got it wrong. I turn around and say, I'm a complete fucking failure. I got it all wrong. I fucked up.
But you were
young.
You were young. You were young.
Yes, I know I was young, and now I'm paying the price for it. And I won't join the housing list because it's not the government's job to house me. That was my responsibility. I fucked up. That's on me.
Okay,
so I won't run to them.
But by contrast, Eddie, when I was in my early 20s, I already had a mortgage by the time I was 24 or 25. And
I admire you for that.
Well, what I was about to say was, I kind of regret being so organised, being so disciplined.
But if you look at it, Adrian.
If you weren't organised, you'd probably be in the same boat as me now.
Point I'm trying to make.
And the years that you went travelling are a lot less than the years you have left.
I understand all of that, but I do regret not travelling a bit more when I was younger. I really do.
You can't have it all.
Yeah, but Adrian, you can still travel now while you're settled and you have your home.
And I am only starting to travel in the last number of years since my kids have grown up and whatever.
Adrian, but you're thinking, your situation, Adrian, yeah, you bought your house very young, okay? Mm. But you buying your house very young, yeah, enabled you to make a profit off that when you then sold it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's how it works, yeah? And each and every property you sold and then moved up, you moved up and up and up and up.
So no, but my point is, I don't...
So what Eddie is saying is...
I don't
is
see
like,
any
you,
harm
but sorry, you're
in,
traveling
in
now.
Eddie you, doing you what
take,
he did.
You take four holidays a year now.
Yeah,
so
I'm much older
Adrian,
now.
Adrian,
I'm much older now.
Adrian, I can't make a life on memories, but I can out bricks and mortar. That's the difference.
And have you given up on the thought of ever owning your own home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I'm 48 now, so the banks wouldn't look at me and go, yeah, he's a good bet. There's not enough years left in me to get the money back. And that's my fault.
Okay, so...
I didn't have my head screwed on.
Okay, yeah. So to somebody listening to us right now, who's, you know, their kids are travelling the world, they're travelling the world themselves, or they just... aren't focused on getting a mortgage and getting a house of their own. What's your message to that person?
Well, if I was that parent, right, I would say to that child, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Ask them that. And if they say, oh, I don't know, and go, well, you need to have a long, hard look at yourself. Because you know, if you are going away and your end game is to come back and live in Ireland, you're wasting years. Unless you're over there and you have a great job and you're saving it and you bring it back. But people don't do that when they go away. They live the life and they spend it skydiving and fucking bungee jumping and all sorts. They don't think about the future.
But again, Eddie, that's what you do when you're younger.
Yeah, but
you can't do that in this day and age now because they're going to end up in the same boat that I'm in. You can't do that at this day and age.
Eddie had a great life. I've no doubt about it, Adrian, from his teenage years up to his 30. But all he has now is memories. And unfortunately, memories don't put a roof over your head.
I get that. I understand it. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Canada next. And Joe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joe?
Not too bad. Yourself, boys?
Good. Not a bother. Thanks, Joe. What did you want to say on this?
Oh, just saying, like, listening to the different opinions of people. Like, everyone has valid opinions. But, like, based on, like, I left when the Celtic Tiger crashed. And there was never a day that goes by I don't ever want to go back home again. But, you make a life what you want it to be. Like, and your kids will, my kids will follow me and her mother too. Like, we need everyone at home. Anybody I talk to back home, my brother-in-law, my friends all left Canada to go back to Ireland. They're all working. They're all calling me to come back home. Like, there's so much work at home doing masonry or in the building game. I know everyone's not in that game. But I left in 2008, and I was basically homeless in Toronto for nearly 2 months because everything went financially crashed around me. And, you know, the same year my nephew died in Australia, I had barely enough money to go back home to Ireland to bury him. And then I come back to Canada, and I was basically on the streets, basically homeless after leaving there, after working for myself in Ireland. And, you know, if you put in the work, and you make it work, it will work. Like, you know, it's complaining about it constantly and blaming the government and blaming
that's what a lot of people do about this. Where it comes to the housing issue we have here in Ireland, most people just say that's the government's fault. And you're more or less agreeing with previous callers saying, well, you can actually solve this problem yourself by getting up off your arse.
Well, the majority of tens of thousands of people living in Toronto right today will never own their own home in their entire life. The majority, none of them that go to Vancouver will ever own their own house because that's ridiculous prices. I live in Toronto for 12 years and paid like $2,500 a month rent. And then finally, my wife lives about four hours away from the city. And I made this conscious decision that my kids were not going to grow up in a city where they couldn't afford to buy a house, where I couldn't afford to live there. And also the lifestyle there is so expensive, the rent is so expensive.
So you cut your cloth to meet your measure and you moved out of a big city in order to be able to afford to live, basically.
Yes. But on the other hand, I built my own house and still I have a $700,000 mortgage in the countryside. Like, no matter where you go in the world today, you have to work hard. And I'm not working hard to make myself rich today, or my wife has a good job too. I'm self-employed, and she's not working to make her. I'm here to make sure that when I pass away in years to come, whenever that may be, that my kids have a good understanding of a work ethic, and they have a roof over their head and a good education.
Okay, so the person saying
that my kids are going to be the same as me. Well, no, the kids don't have to be the same. We don't always have bad luck. The education is key, right? Education is key.
Okay, so this guy who sent us the message in the first place, he's basically arguing that his son at 26, along with his girlfriend, now have their own apartment because they put in the hard work for saving and everything else. Do you believe that everybody can do that if they just put their minds to it?
I think, yeah, it takes two. Yeah, definitely. Anybody in Ireland right now, so what I'm speaking to at home in Ireland right now, my brother is retired from the army and he's working flat out 6 days a week with Ritech in West Beaver.
And that's the point that Jeremy and I were making earlier on. And neither of us, we've worked together for donkey's years, and both of us have always had second and third jobs.
From the day I left school, I've never just had one job.
No,
never.
Me neither, no.
So it's alien to me. I mean, you hear these people, you know, have all their weekends off and every evening off and the whole lot. Delighted for you, but don't moan about unfortunately the world we live in. It's not the government's fault, it's nobody's fault in particular, but if you want nicer things, you have to work harder. That's the way I was brought up.
And just before I let you go, Joe,
one other thing, what kind of bugs me off, or one that pisses me off, back home and people more than complaining. My dad died at home in the house. I was the last person in the house. The house was never even left to me. So I was basically homeless in 2005, and then 2006, 2007. And then 2008, I decided to come over. I'm nearly homeless again in Toronto. And then now I have my own house. So I can't bear listening to people at home absolutely moaning and complaining that their kids will never make it or they can't afford this. Listen, put the work in. Work. If some people at home, honestly, I know them at home from my hometown. If work was in the bed, they sleep in the fucking floor, they would.
All right, good to talk to you, Joe. And just finally, life in Canada is good now, is it?
Life in Canada is great right now. The weather is four seasons, the whole lot. We had a tough winter. And as I said again, I love my family coming over here. I love to get back home again. My wife just got home for St. Patrick's Day there without me, which is fine. But, you know, there's not a day that goes by I don't want to go home, and I want to make sure that I can bring my kids home. But that day, it's always in my back of my mind to come back home again. But again, with this Opinion Matters, it's a great show. But People need to stop blaming the fucking governments at home and blaming everybody else in the house. If you work 6 days a week and you've got two people in the house working flat out, you should be well able to pay for a mortgage and pay for your bills. Simple as that.
Great to talk to you, Joe. Thanks very much indeed for listening to Opinions Matter in Canada, where we have quite a number of listeners, actually. Martin wants to get in on this.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic. Great to see something a little bit different. I can't come on today. I'm just going back into work. But yeah, you've got to commend them people for doing that. It's extremely hard to do. Fair play to them. But I think the attitude of the father in this absolutely stinks. Yeah, they did live at home. Not everyone can do that. I'm not against anyone living at home to save, to buy a house. It's probably the smart thing to do, the price of rent and stuff. But not everyone can do that, like. And not everybody can be as frugal as them, which isn't their problem, of course. But the situation is that they did live at home and they did pay something minimal, which is fair enough. But not everyone can be in that situation where they can live at home. So I just think his attitude stinks. Like, fair play to them for doing it. But don't be coming on a podcast saying, oh, everyone's shite talking. There is a world out there where they can't do what they did. They're very lucky. But fair play to them anyway.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
How's it going, Adrian? And Jeremy as well.
Well, what did you want to say on this, Brian?
It's just a case of, like, I've worked my life, all my life. I bought a house back with my wife about 4 years ago, and we're about 30% through the mortgage already. It's not something I find that's very difficult to do. If you have an issue with doing budgets, just budget yourself to leave enough for you to save each month to have a saving to rent a place and then get your money up. It might take you slightly longer.
So when you hear people saying it's the government's fault we have a housing crisis, I can't afford a house, I never will, you're saying no to all of that because you're obviously 100%. Arguing that put your mind to it and you can do it.
Yes, 100%. It's like cut your cloth to measure, cut back €50 a week and just put it in a little account and you'll have a lot by the end of 10 years, if that's what it takes. It'll be a lot shorter. You'll have the money put down for a deposit on a house before you get off a waiting list for somebody who wants their forever home.
And that's true. I agree. But I mean, not everybody can afford, not everybody earns the sort of money that is going to get them a mortgage. And that's just the way things are.
Well, then get a second job, upscale your job. Well, don't stay in a dead-end job for the rest of your life.
Or just it takes a bit slightly longer to get your deposit up. It might take you 15 years, not 10, but you'll still make it.
I love the fact that all the people, like yourself, Brian, and Eddie, who was on here, I love all the people who normally disagree with everything I say in this podcast.
I actually agree
with you. No, it's actually a lovely day. It's beautiful.
A lovely day. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How are you, Jeremy?
Now, this will make it the hat trick if John agrees with me as well.
I actually won't, and I don't agree with you, Jeremy. I don't. Now, fair play to that lad there down in Balbriggan. I really, really do. You know, I tell you, hats off to him. As you already know, my son, I told you this before on the podcast. He's been saving for a long time now with his girl, and we're hoping, and we are hoping to break out this year. Well, for them anyway. You know, I think it was Trevor earlier on that said that he wouldn't do fuck all for his kids. You know, look, I took out a loan, to get my son over. Well,
Trevor's argument was he wants his kids to stand on their own two feet. And
So does everybody. But to get them over the fucking starting line, there's nothing wrong with helping them out. He's an idiot. He's an idiot. He annoyed me. But when, the fact of the matter is, guys, these kids aren't going to get this mortgage on their own. But it's going to take them an awful lot longer. As we're really glad I helped them out. I don't have any fucking loans at the moment. So I took one out, and after putting the money into their account. And like I say, if we can just give them that bit of help to get them over the starting line, it's going to be, it'll be worth it. I'm not in any hurry to get the money back.
Okay, what about the argument from Dave that, and that's fine, John, if you're helping out your young fella, that's very decent of you. It's great that you're doing
it. But a lot of parents got it. No, I'm not looking for pats on the back here, Adrian. What I'm saying is a lot of parents going to need to do that for their kids as well. You know, a lot of parents can do that if they wanted it. They just don't want it. It's a little shithead Trevor there. You know, oh, they'd be doing it on their own. You know, give them a fucking hand and give them your start in life, you know. Like, it's there's nothing really to it. You know, okay, you're going to be paying a few quid back, but it's going to be worth it to look at them, you know, and going, you know, as everybody said, going on to the property ladder. But the fact of the matter is, Adrian, and I want to say this, and I want to, this is one thing that I've meant to be spitting down, I've been looking and listening to the podcast, right? They were mentioning affordable homes for Gardaí, nurses, firefighters, the whole lot. What about making affordable homes for fucking everybody? You know, not only the Gardaí and the nurses and the firefighters, about everybody, you know, like the Gardaí are on good wage. You know, the firefighters are on good wage. Nurses, not too bad. But, you know, I want to make this affordable for, I'd like to see, sorry, affordable homes for everybody that they can go and get a proxy mortgage. And, you know, if it is a noose around the next 20, 40 years, okay, it is where it is. At least they have a property to live in. But make it affordable for everybody. Not only the Gardaí, not only for the ambulances, or sorry, the nurses and the doctors. You know, make it for everybody, Adrian. That's my point, you know.
But we do have affordable housing.
Do we, fuck?
Not enough of it. We don't have enough.
Do we, fuck? The sugar, come here. Did you see the fucking lion? Now, we were right here. I'll give you a good one. Okay,
John, unfortunately, I'm nearly out of time, but let me ask you a question. Do you blame the government for our housing crisis? Is it the government?
I do blame, Adrian, when the vulture funds and all this carry on, and we have fucking the good man himself, Michael O'Leary, out there buying fucking houses, the whole block of houses, and that people were going to queue, and they didn't even get to see them. He bought them for the fucking staff. No, like, that's his business, okay? He's a multi millionaire. But the fact of the matter is, this vulture fund shit and everything else has to stop. Affordable homes for everybody, Adrian, definitely. You know, that's it. That's my point.
Affordable homes for everybody wouldn't be an affordable home. Everybody's not entitled to an affordable home. Someone who's
but don't be putting them out of reach of people, Jeremy. That's my point.
They are. Sorry, hang on. Is he stupid? Has he been listening to
Am
the
I
podcast?
Stupid? Yeah. I'm fucking living here with He should have been gone years ago. And now he's to come up.
Hold on, Jeremy.
He's after being refused a mortgage, and he was told to go back with another 15,000 euros. Okay? Yeah. Now that'll bring him up to 55,000 fucking euros. Now, that's his deposit for the house that he's going for with his girlfriend, okay? Mm-hmm. So, what I'm saying is, make it a bit more affordable with the 20,000. Remember, it was 15, 20,000 back then. Yeah, give them a chance to get on the fucking ladder.
John, I've been asked to play a message for you from Emma. Hang on for one sec.
Sorry, just on John's comment there, what is he talking about, affordable homes for Stormfront and nurses and Gareth and all this? I got an affordable home last month. The new builds there at Shankill. And I'm a dog groomer and my partner is barber. So they are doing that for people as well, Jeff.
There you go, John.
She was one of the lucky ones, Adrian. Oh. I know that. John, seriously.
You said a moment ago about we need affordable houses so that young people can afford. And literally...
We do.
But listen to me for a second.
Literally,
this topic today is about two 26-year-olds, a boyfriend and girlfriend. Yes.
And I'm delighted.
Listen to me, who are earning... I'd say that job, Adrian, the job...
Slightly
that
above average wages, but not...
Slightly above. Yeah. Okay, put it this way. They're both earning under 50k a year. Yeah?
But between the two of them, it's nearly 100.
It's 100k a year. Okay, but you can't buy a house on your own, Elias. You need a partner with you, okay?
Of course.
So they're earning, I would imagine, less than 100k combined a year, which isn't... That's not high, you know what I mean? And they were able to afford... Now, fair enough, it's a two-bedroom department in Bobriggan. It's not ideal.
But come here. And I wanted to say this to you, Johnny. You don't know if the father didn't go garden tour for them or not. We don't know any of this. You know, if the father went garden tour, they would have been dropped. They would have been getting that mortgage in the drop of a pen. No problem. You see, the fact of the matter is, some of the parents can't go garden tour for their fucking son and daughter. He probably did. Do you get what I'm saying here? And here, another one, Johnny.
In fact, Dave said he or the girlfriend parents didn't help at all. They did it all by themselves. John, I'm way out of time. I want to squeeze in one final voice note before we wrap this up. Amanda.
Hi guys, Amanda here. I think, Jeremy, you're looking at this from a middle class background point of view, and most people aren't middle class, and most people nowadays are struggling to keep food on the table, keep the lights on, make sure their bills are paid, make sure the kids have clothes for school and all of these things. And it's great that couple could afford that, and I'm delighted for them. I really am. that's an amazing thing that they've achieved. But you can't just project that onto everybody else and presume that everybody else, if they just saved a little harder, if they just didn't go on a holiday, who said they could even afford a holiday? You know what I mean? You're presuming these people, that you, the people you're talking about, can afford to save and not travel. No, they're looking to keep food on the table.
And one final message from Darren.
I live in a two-bed log cabin. I have a few acres there behind the mother's house, and I built a log cabin there a few years back. So I have nearly had the loan paid off, one more year of it, and then I'm loan-free and mortgage-free for the rest of my life. It's all about mindset. I got a second job to help me pay for it. So I'd probably agree with Jeremy, to be honest, on this.
All right, that's unusual as well. So there you go.
99.9% of the callers today agreed with me. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful day, a beautiful, beautiful
day. It really
day.
Is. I'm happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons right throughout the year. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.